We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Pacer Nation, what is going on? Welcome to the Saturday morning edition of Setting the Pace, a brand new episode that we're going to be releasing every Saturday just to get you guys up to date on everything going on in Pacer land. So obviously the month of January has not been good for the Indiana Pacers. They're 1-6. That one win came against the Utah Jazz. Lance Stephenson had a career assist night with 14 assists. Domantas Sabonis had a career night of 42 points. But with that being said, we're here to look at the previous week. This past week, the Pacers lost three games. They lost twice to the Boston Celtics and once to the Phoenix Suns. So a very tough game there, but we're going to jump right into it and look at our tweet of the week. And of course, this should be no surprise. This tweet comes from Pacer Center, longest tenured Pacer, Miles Turner, number 33. He tweeted after the Pacers lost against the Boston Celtics, "This ain't P," and my, oh my, did it cause a bunch of conversation all across social media, especially here in Indiana, because we don't have anything good to talk about basketball-wise, so let's talk about off-court drama. That's how we're doing things right now as we approach a trade deadline. But Miles Turner did address this with the media at practice on Thursday, so here's what Miles Turner had to say about this AP.
I just think that got blown way out of proportion for no reason. I think that it's very easy to nitpick right now and find narratives and find stories. And the timing of that tweet wasn't the greatest on my part. But I mean, if I try to sit there and explain to you what this AP means, I'm going to sound crazy. So basically, it was just, I'm just kind of talking about, you know, our situation and losing and whatnot. So this is, you can say this ain't Pacers basketball, this ain't P, this ain't kicking P. Like I said, if I try to explain this, I'm sounding like crazy. But all I personally meant by that was just not enjoying the losing aspect of this thing right now. You know, we lost a very close game in Boston, a very winnable game, and you know, it was frustrating for me, and frustrating for my camp, man. I have a lot of people that care about me, a lot of people that care about winning, a lot of people that care about this team, so that's pretty much all that was. So I would just hope we can just lay that to rest, because I feel like people are trying to, oh, he wants out of here, oh, he's trying to get traded, this and that's none of that.
All right, so everybody is playing detective on Twitter, trying to figure out what this means, and here Miles Turner said it's really hard to explain, and all in all, basically, he said it with a smirk on his face about how he wants to be in Indiana forever and this, that, and that. So, honestly, it's very hard to figure out what Miles Turner is doing. I don't want to straight up call him a liar, but it sure does not feel like he is telling us the truth. Obviously, you can see he's frustrated. I don't blame him. Not hardly playing at all in that fourth quarter against the Celtics in a very close game would be frustrating. But like I said previously on another episode, that lineup that was in there deserved to be playing. So, you know what, Miles Turner, your days are probably numbered here with the Pacers. We'll see what happens, but it has been reported all over the place that he is one of the most likeliest Pacers to be moved. And over the last six games, Miles Turner is a minus 72 for the Pacers. So clearly just some stuff going on here. I don't think he's super happy with everything, and I don't blame him. But the biggest thing that stood out to me in that little interview that he did there, trying to explain this AP, is he said, me and my camp. And so there's just some weird stuff going on there. We'll have to monitor that closely. Obviously, we know a person from his team put an Instagram story out, tagging Paul George, asking to get out. We've talked about all this, but just brought up a lot of conversation, a lot of people talking about it. So this ain't P, obviously the tweet of the week, but let's get into something a little bit more positive we're going to move into our quote of the week. And I think this was the best thing I heard all week in regards to quote worthy. And that was Lance Stephenson on the Jim Rome show. Lance Stephenson was asked about the Indiana Pacers fan base and why it is so important for him and Indiana to have this connection and what's so special about it. So this is what Lance Stephenson said to Jim Rome.
Their fans is really unique. It's really special. For instance, when you came back as a Laker, the Pacers crowd was chanting "Born Ready." How would you describe that connection that you have with the Pacers fans?
It's like family. They see me grow hair. They watch me become the player that I am now, and they just love that hard, aggressive basketball, that passion, that willing to do anything to win. And I felt like we connected in that way because, you know, Indiana is all about grinding, being the underdogs and pushing and doing the dirty work to win games. And we just fell in love with each other throughout the years, just that passionate of basketball.
It's hard not to love Lance Stephenson, and I'm sure all of us are sitting here just playing that air electric guitar, thinking about, man, I want to see Lance make him dance when he's back in the field house the next time. But good news is Lance Stephenson is signed to a 10-day contract with all the players out of health and safety protocols. Lance could have been waived, but the Pacers decided that, hey, we're going to give him a 10-day contract. And quite frankly, he will be signed more than likely for the rest of the season. It's just a matter of, hey, trade season is 27 days away. They're just trying to slowly approach this and do it the right way. So if they do a 2-for-1 trade, figure out what roster moves they want to make before putting him on the full-time roster. But he is now part of the 15-man roster since he signed this 10-day contract. So Lance Stephenson should be here for the rest of the season. That's what everybody is expecting, but we'll have to monitor that closely. But still, good to see Lance back in a Pacers uniform. We're going to come right back, and we're going to jump right into Michael Fadgie's Player of the Week and Rookie Report, as he does every week.
It's time for your Setting the Pace Player of the Week, brought to you by Smoke and Barrel Barbecue.
They put their heart and soul into the food, and I'd love to eat there every day if I could.
Open Thursday through Saturday at 11, located at Camp Sertoma.
Smoke and Barrel Barbecue, baby. All good in this head.
Smoke and Barrel Barbecue. It's smoking good.
Brogdon for three. LeVert has an 8-point second quarter.
Miles, come on, Miles.
To tie it, he does! Tied at 106!
Warren lays it in, and the foul.
And one! 3-day scoring.
Sabonis swept the throwdown.
Here's another three towards James!
Put it on him, young man!
All right, everybody, we are back, and for this week's Setting the Pace Player of the Week, we will be digesting games from January 8th to the 12th, and for the Setting the Pace Player of the Week, it goes to none other than Domantas Sabonis, who on the week averaged 23.3 points to go along with 11.3 rebounds, 6.3 assists, and he did it on 62% shooting as well as 50% shooting from three. And just 3 of 6, but we're never going to complain about 50% shooting from three. His best performance was a career-high 42 points on 18 of 22 shooting in a win over the Jazz. Honestly, at this point, it's the only win I could remember for the Pacers in quite some time. This also included going 3-for-4 from three. So, great performance by Sabonis. For the rest of the players, it had been pretty much a wishy-washy performance from the team. Lance Stephenson won the Setting the Pace Player of the Week award last week. So for this week, it was a bit tougher, but Sabonis did exceed his averages on the season. So that was good enough to get him the award in what was a pretty rough stretch of Pacer basketball. We'll be right back with the Rookie Report, so stay tuned.
The Rookie Report, brought to you by Pizza King. Located at 135 and Fairview Road. Call us at 317-882-0340 to place your order today. Pizza King, a proud sponsor of Setting the Pace. The Rookie Report.
Duarte inside scores his first NBA points. Now Duarte, his three is perfect. Duarte,
He knows where the clock is, lets it fly, and hits again.
Beat him up.
Duarte, step back three, and hits his third.
That's a tough three, too.
Now Duarte, another three. Here's a long three. Duarte, bam! Got it.
Tucker thought he had a lightweight.
All right, we are back, and for this week's Setting the Pace Rookie Report, we are highlighting four rookies from the Indiana Pacers, and the first one is Chris Duarte. Duarte only played one game over the past week as he was coming back from COVID protocols, as well as just delivered his first daughter. So congratulations on his second child over there. Duarte scored 9 points on 2 of 6 shooting and collected 3 rebounds in a win over the Jazz. We very much look forward to getting Duarte back on the court as, you know, his conditioning improves, as well as he got to spend some time with his family, which we can all appreciate. Then moving over, Isaiah Jackson, another guy who recently came out of COVID protocols. Fortunately, Isaiah just played in one game over the past week. It was against the Boston Celtics, playing the last 5 minutes of a blowout. I wish we could have played him a bit earlier and more. Isaiah had 3 points and 1 block in the game. He made his only field goal attempt and went to the free throw line. So it's always great to see Isaiah on the court, as well as Chris Duarte. Moving over to our other two rookies, we have Kiefer Sykes. Kiefer averaged 6.6 points to go along with 2.3 assists and 2.3 rebounds on the week. He did this on 42% shooting. However, he was just 2 of 10 from 3. He unfortunately barely received playing time upon Malcolm Brogdon's return, which I believe he played about the last 5 minutes of the game against the Celtics. So that was a bummer to see, because I really hope there's not a short leash on Kiefer now that Malcolm's back. However, we don't know the status of Malcolm Brogdon moving forward. I know he practiced recently, but we'll see how the Pacers monitor that situation. Another rookie, another undrafted rookie who received some playing time was Dwayne Washington Jr. Dwayne averaged 9.6 points to go along with 3.3 assists and 2 rebounds on the week. He did it on 34% shooting. However, it was 38% shooting from three. Now, Dwayne saw his minutes shrink each of the last 4 games, as well as his field goal attempts shrunk each of the last 6 games. The one thing that was a little bit encouraging was Dwayne still managed to play at least 14 minutes with the return of Brogdon and LeVert, which was nearly triple the amount of minutes that Kiefer Sykes received. Now, Dwayne's role with the Pacers moving forward, we will continue to monitor as LeVert is healthy now. Brogdon will wait and see. But it was still an encouraging sign to see him log double-digit minutes. You know, Dwayne Washington and Kiefer Sykes just the previous week, or even just a few days ago, were starters for the Pacers. So it would be very interesting to see them go from starters to not playing. However, that is this week's Setting the Pace Rookie Report. Stay tuned for next week as we will continue to have this report and the update on the Indiana Pacers rookies.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
An awesome job there by Mike Focci. He always brings it. But we want to get into this week upcoming. The Pacers are going to be on a road trip. And this week they'll be playing four games on the road before they finish up that road trip next week on Monday. But we're just going to look at these four games. So the first game that they have is at a weird time, ladies and gentlemen. 3:30 in the afternoon on Bally Sports Network. The Pacers are in Los Angeles to face the Clippers. Yes, the Clippers, Paul George is not expected to play. The Clippers are just one game below 500. They're 21-22, so it's not been great for them. But the Pacers are 56-36 all time against the Clippers. The last time Indiana beat the Clippers, however, was on February 7th, 2019. They won 116-92 behind Bojan Bogdanovic's 29-point game. The Clippers, unfortunately, have zero players. Yes, zero players on their current roster from the last time the Pacers beat them. So that is an interesting fact, but let's move on to the Lakers. The Lakers are not very much better either. They're 21-21, and they had a great showcase against the Indiana Pacers. LeBron James hit some big-time shots in overtime. Chris Duarte did not get the foul call on the three that he made to tie the game. That was a super fun game right before Thanksgiving. The Pacers lost that one in overtime. But let's look at the head-to-head statistics. The Pacers are just 32-63 all-time against the Lakers, obviously. Championship-level team right there. But the last win against the Lakers, do you guys remember when that came from? That came from T.J. Warren in the bubble. He dropped 39 points, hit dagger after dagger over LeBron James and Anthony Davis. The final score was 116-111. The Lakers went on to win the championship that year. So that was pretty fun. That game will be at 10:30 in Los Angeles, I believe. Yes, yes, it's at 10:30 in Los Angeles Wednesday night. Then the Pacers have a back-to-back here. They're going to travel to Golden State and take on the 31-11 Warriors. And I'm sure you guys remember the epic game that they played against Golden State. Steph Curry almost tied or broke the record. I can't remember, but he was very close. He broke it the next day in Madison Square Garden with Reggie Miller in attendance. But, you know, the Warriors, we only lost 102-100. So it was a really fun game. The Pacers, last time they beat them, last season, shockingly enough, Victor Oladipo was reportedly dealt to the Houston Rockets in a three-team deal that landed the Pacers' Caris LeVert. Edmund Sumner played great defense on Steph Curry. Miles Turner had a huge game, 22 points, 12 rebounds, and 6 blocks. Indiana won that game 104-95. The Pacers are 49-46 all-time against the Golden State Warriors. And then to wrap up this week, the Pacers get a rematch against the Phoenix Suns. Obviously, this last game at home, it was a close one for a little while. And then the fourth quarter, the Pacers just collapsed completely. So Pacers are 43-51 all-time against the Phoenix Suns. The last time they defeated the Suns was last season when Caris LeVert returned on March 13th. Sabonis had a triple-double. McDermott scored 22 points off the bench, and Malcolm Brogdon led the team in scoring with 25 points. And speaking of Malcolm Brogdon, he did not play in the Phoenix Suns game as he is still dealing with an Achilles injury. I read about this on 8 Points 9 Seconds. I really believe it would be best for Brogdon to at least shut it down until the All-Star break, let himself heal up. That way the Pacers can let some other guys get some time and grow and see what you have in like Kiefer Sykes, Dwayne Washington Jr. Just figure this out a little bit differently while Brogdon, who is going to be here through the remainder of the season, give some of these other guys some time to shine. But also Jeremy Lamb, he did not play in last night's game with a sore knee. So he was a late scratch. He was expected to play and did not. So we'll have to monitor that as well as we go into the road trip. TJ Warren not expected back. Neither is TJ McConnell. So those guys are both on the injury list, but hopefully nobody else is, and we'll get right to it. But let's take a quick break. When we come back, we will talk about the best moment of the week. All right, everybody, as we wrap up this podcast, Thank you so much for listening. If you haven't already, make sure you give us a 5-star rating and review. But wanted to end things here on a positive note, because this has been a tough season for the Pacers. 15-28, absolutely disgusting. But hey, they're in the mix for a top pick in the NBA draft, so that is always exciting as well. But if you guys were unaware, I'm sure most of you guys are aware, but Chris Duarte and his girlfriend Sylvia, they just had a baby, and it's super exciting for him. And they had a daughter. Her name is Sophie, and it's going to be such a different experience here for Chris Duarte, as they just have their son together, Chris Jr. So I will let you all know that James Boyd of the Indy Star asked Chris Duarte about his daughter, and this is what Chris had to say.
So her name is Sophie, S-O-F-I, Sophie Torre Velasquez, you know, Torre is my first last name, so that's what, you know, that's what you got. So, you know, holding her for the first time was pretty good, you know, it's amazing. having a girl now is different, you know. You be a little bit more careful with the girl. My boy, I just throw him, you know, and he'll be fine. So, you know, it is amazing, man. I think this guy, everything went well.
Amazing stuff there from Chris Duarte. Funny guy. We really enjoy having him on this team. And the rookie bringing in child number two is so exciting for him. We're happy for him and his girlfriend, Sylvia Velasquez. We hope that they have a blessed year and enjoy all these fun moments with Sophie and their son, Chris Jr. But with that being said, everybody, hope you guys enjoyed Saturday's episode. We're going to do this every week just to get you guys caught up to date on what's been going on in Pacer Land. So hope you all have a great weekend, and we will talk to you on Monday with the mailbag. Peace out, Pacer Nation.